ശങ്കരാചാര്യം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരമ്പരാം. So at the end of the whole teaching, Shvetaketu says, please teach me again. Okay. This also goes, you know, in the Brahma Sutras, there is this thing. Okay. In the Brahma Sutras, there is that sutra which says, Avrtihi Asakrit Upadeshat. It's a sutra. Okay, avrtihi, repetition. Asakrit upadesha. If the upadesha is not worked in completely for you, what do you need? Listen to it again. Which is reflecting an Upanishadic statement. Pavana punyena shravanam kureya. Ye pavana punya kya hota hai? What type of punya is that? It is not punya. Punaha punaha, again and again. So punaha punaha in Sanskrit, the reduplicated use becomes pavana punyaha. Okay, shravanam kuriya. Once was not enough. Listen again. How many times? Until it is clear. But is once enough? If you are ready, once is enough. If you are ready, once is enough. But you may have a lot of doubts. Correct. Clarify all of them. That's one. How many times did Nachiketa hear in the Katopanishad?
Once.
Kenopanishad?
Once.
Arjuna? Elaborate once. A lot of questions and doubts and this and that. How many hours did he meditate after that? Battle awaits abhi kya hai. What meditation? This is the time. Why? Meditation etc. done before. Focused and diffused awareness, I was talking about Rambar, all that. As a kid, he had done all that. Warrior, Maharati, mastered mind, center, everything. Face of death, no big deal. Yeah. You're fighting Drona, Bhishma, etc. Yeah? You learned it from them. When the king of Virata was attacked, first arrow at their feet. Why? Paying respect to the Guru. Second arrow took off the flagstaff. That's the warrior challenge. Calm center, no issues. But the humanness in him came out. When he had to fight against Bhishma, thoda hesitation of the heart was there. That only made him human. That did not make him any less of a wise person. It only made him a human. Okay. Yeah. When his son Abhimanyu died, of course he was grieved. Humanness. That only showed humanness. It didn't show lack of knowledge. And maybe he had to work a little bit on his nishtha. That's okay. That's fine. So here, not that Shvetaketu didn't understand, but he's saying, please teach me again. Majate. So Neko. I wanted to be clearer in my mind. So or ek time sunega to or clear ho jayega. So he says, please teach me again. Okay. So he teaches, he says,
Yatha Saumya
Madhu Madhukrataha Nistikashtanti Nanyatyanam Vrikshanam Gum Rasan Samaharom Ekatam Rasam Gamayanti. Yeah. Rasam Gamayanti.
469.
Okay. like the honey bees. You know, when you are cultivating them, if you have a honey farm, then you will see all jambul trees. So all the bees will go only to the jambu tree. And you will say, this is jambu honey. That's not how it happens in nature. Bees go wherever there is flower, whichever tree it is. Lot of trees. Okay. Madhukrutaha, the honey makers. Nistashtanti nanyatyanam. They are collecting nectar from lot of trees. And it all goes to become what? One honey. One honey. Yeah. In that one honey, you are not going to make out, nahi, thoda jambul ka flavor hai, thoda jasmine ka flavor. Even when they say, na, jambu honey, and what other honey is available?
Kotega.
Huh? Kotega. Yeah. Hey, where is Bharati gone? Mahabaleshwar mein kya kya honey is available?
Chela honey.
But can you really make out the difference in taste? I don't know whether even the connoisseurs can make out taste. No? Many connoisseurs of wine, they did a test once. Without telling them, they switched everything and gave it to them. They could only identify one thing. That one particular drink, they said, you cannot sell it. There was water. Other thing they all were. Yeah. Even connoisseurs, okay? So it's nice to swill a wine and say, ah, fruity. It's dry. Acha hai? Dry. Liquid air bolta dry hai. What is this?
Maybe what they mean is that in these apiaries, they must be growing only jambul trees.
Yeah, they are growing only jambul trees. That's how they do it. When you are making that type of honey, and there is a captive bee. But that's not how it is in nature. They go to different trees and make the honey. Te yatha tatra na vivekam labante amushyaham vrikshasya rasaha asmyam asma amushyaham vrikshasya rasaha asmityevam eva khalu saumya imaha sarva prajaha sati sampadya na viduhu sati sampadya mahe iti. Generally, once the honey is made, none of the nectar says, hey, I am from that tree. I am jambun ka nectar. Main jaswand ka nectar. Aise thori bolta hai. Okay. Yeah. The nectar that has gone to become honey doesn't have that identification difference. Similarly, he says, once you resolve your identity into that pure existence awareness, where is the difference? Yeah, where is the difference? Anando vaisaha, am anandaha. Difference kis there? I am Indian Ananda. You are Pakistani Ananda. You are my passport. I am Brahman Ananda. You are Shudra Ananda. No idiot says that. No, Swamiji, I heard some Mahatma saying that. I said, no idiot says that. No? This guy is filtered idiot, that means.
Other people who are in dukkha, they will be in ananda.
Huh? Even those who are in dukkha are really speaking ananda, but they are denying the ananda that they are. They are denying the ananda that they are. What do you want to get rid of? Sukha or dukkha?
Dukkha
you want to get rid of. That means what? Dukkha is alien to you, foreign to your nature, that's why you have to get rid of it. What is alien to you, you will negate. What is your nature, you are happy with. Simple as that. Look at it in your eye socket, there's such a big eyeball in your socket. We are Indians. We are liberal Indians. We are supposed to be tolerant. Therefore, let a speck of dust coexist with that eyeball. Ho sakta hai? Even the most liberal Indian will not be able to coexist with that dust. He'll want to get rid of it. Why? Alien. Whether aliens exist or not, this is alien to my nature. I want to get rid of it. Similarly, dukkha you'll try to get rid of, not your nature. The opposite, sukha you're very happy with, that's your nature. Yeah, you're comfortable with it. To be unhappy, you need to do a lot of things. To be happy, you don't have to do anything. Really speaking. We think we have to do, get this, get that, get that, get that. You don't. All you have to take is knock off all the projections. You're happy. Temporarily. Which happens all the time. You're sitting morose. Your balcony, yaar, what problems I have, both, ye hai, wo hai, wo hai. And suddenly in the eastern sky the moon rose up. Ah, beautiful. In Bombay to see the moon, mushkil hai. But he saw the full moon. Anandavam. What happened? All the projections gone. Moment, no? In a moment you are Ananda, what did you do? You didn't even plan to see the moon. If you plan to see the moon in Bombay, you'll be unhappy, right? You will hardly see the moon anyway, the skyline is such. But you saw it unplanned. You are driving. The car is being driven, you are being driven around. You are thinking again, sir. And suddenly the signal, the car stops, and the next car you see a cute little baby. A grin happens on your face. From where? Nothing. You are a sophisticated, well-controlled person, and someone like me cracks a Venkataravana joke. You don't want to laugh, but you end up laughing. Can I laugh for a PJ like that? We end up laughing. So the new people have come. Okay, I dropped my Sardarji joke because too much of Sardarji jokes are happening. They are unhappy with it. So now I change over to Venkatramana. You laugh. Even the idea of a Venkataramana joke makes you laugh. Where did the Ananda come from? Yourself or okay. So can you see that you have to do nothing to gain Ananda? Your projecting mind denies Ananda that you are. And you can't help projecting one thing or the other because of ignorance. So what you need to do is not handle the projecting mind, handle the problem of ignorance. That ignorance handle the projection will not be there. If at all the projection is there, it's only meant for functional reasons. That's all, which is not a problem. Because that your Ananda is not missed. So with Ananda you'll go about doing things. Na viduhu santi sampadya mahayeti, that they don't even know. Look at it. That they have merged, etc. is not known. Okay, what merging? I am existence awareness only. Pahle se bhi aise hi tha. Pahle se bhi aise hi tha. That's how you'll see. Yeah. Okay. तैह व्याघ्रो वा सिंहो वा वृको वा वराहो वा कीटो वा पतंगो वा दशो वा मशको वा यद् यद् भवन्ति तदा भवन्ति. In the same manner, here, vyagrova, it may be a tiger, Simhova, it may be a lion. Vrukova, it may be a wolf. Varahova, it may be a pig, a boar. Kitova, maybe an insect. Okay. Patangova, patanga is butterflies, etc. Okay. Your translation is grasshopper. Patanga is more butterfly. Damshova, damsha is a, this thing. What do you call? You know that glowworms. That way. Damshova. Mashakova. Mosquito ityadi. All of them, he says, yad bhavanti tada bhavanti. So all that words are, so all this is one existence awareness. He's not limiting it to human beings. Everything that is there. Any life form will resolve into awareness alone. No? All that is nothing but awareness. He gave the example of the honey just to show that it is all one honey. One homogeneous honey. Similarly here, it is one homogeneous awareness. Say eshaha animaha etad atma midam sarvam. That which is a content, anima, the subtle, meaning the content, that is atma idam sarvam. Sa atma tatomasi shvetaketo. And that is what you are, that existence awareness, from which everything came, into which everything is resolved. That existence awareness is nothing but you. That honey was an example. To say what? Tatomasi again, because what is there is only one existence awareness, and you are that. You farak kidhar. Functionally, there may be a lot of differences. Functionally, there will be a lot of differences. But function is dependent on what? Form, for which you have a name. Correct? Form and name is not the reality, the content is the reality. One gold, content, million forms, names. One pot, one clay, million pots, different varieties, names. Reality is what? Clay, gold, iron. Iron, one iron, different forms for different functions, nail cutter, etc., as mentioned. One iron. Therefore, the content transcends as though, if I may use the word, I don't like to use the word, but what? All names and forms. This is a transcending, okay? That you are understanding the content, not the name and form. Like when you say touch wood, you're saying touch wood and touching a table. Okay? Why are you touching table? You should touch wood. Table is nothing but wood. In that touch wood statement, you have transcended the table to the wood. How? In understanding. Understanding is the transcending. There is no other transcending. Understanding itself is the transcending. Other than that, there is nothing. Therefore, you understand what? The content is a reality. What is the content? Existence, awareness, that I am. Tat shvetaketo tat bhavanti iti. Sadma tat tattvamasi shvetaketo. That is what you are. Everything that accounts for differences is mithya. Functioning is not reality. That's also important to understand. Functioning is not reality. It's like a king and his court. In the court, there are a lot of scholars. Because what is secularism in India in olden days? Sarva dharma samabhava. Gandhiji got his definition from there. That you will respect all religions will be there in the court. All religions are represented. So in those days, there were no other religions. There were only different schools of thought within Hinduism. Dvaita was there, Advaita was there, Charvaka was there. Charvaka were the sophists, the materialists. Khao piya maja karo, aur kya karna hai? Yeh birth, death, sab kuch nahi hai. The Charvakas would be there. Nayayikas, the logicians would be there. The forerunner for science, they were there. Vaisheshikas, all these are there. And the king would give all of them equal audience. As a king. As a person, does he have freedom of choice to have a leaning towards one or the other? As a king, he should be fair to all of them. As a person, my moksha yaar, what do I think will give me moksha and all this? Correct or not? If I am teaching philosophy in a college, I have to teach each subject well. For my moksha, what do I do? Do I say, truth is out there somewhere? That is, I am not interested in my moksha. I am interested, so what am I going to commit to? I won't let it bias my treating of Vaisheshika or Sankhya. This is what I am committed to. So similarly, the king, he used to spend some extra time, apart from court time, with the Advaita Guru, because he felt that was closer than anything else to moksha. No, this is it. So once the king went out hunting along with the retinue, that's a problem. When the king goes, it's not one car going. The whole court moves. No? So it is travel time. So the king and the Advaita Guru was riding together, talking, discussing. Suddenly the Guru reins in the horse. Mad Tusker, wheel. So both of them, everyone, turned their horses and retreated. The soldiers went and drove away that, because a tusker can be, a single tusker is wild, dangerous enemy. He's without a herd, that makes him dangerous. With a herd, you are safe. Safer, relatively. So when you will come to Coimbatore next camp, if you see a single tusker, go back. You see a whole herd, let them cross, okay?
They'll be all tied.
Anakatti, exactly. Yeah, because there's an elephant crossing on the way to there. Anyway. So the Advaita Guru also ran, the king also ran, everyone retreated. Then the others went and spoke. He says everything is mithya, no? Then why did he run? Why did he wheel the horse? He was the first person. So the king felt, well, he has to answer that. So he called the Guru. He says, you are the first to run. Naturally, we are alert characters. Focus, diffuse awareness, everything is high in us. So naturally, I saw him first. Even before the soldier could see it, I saw it. So, if everything is mithya, sir, who said running is satyam? Running is also mithya. Who said functioning is real? Function is dependent on a form. If the form is mithya, something that depends upon mithya, is it going to make it satyam? Yeah, it's going to make it more mithya. We take functioning as real. It's only functioning. Hey, but it's important in my life. Of course it is important in your life. Please function as you think fit, because it's important in your life. You'll manage your life with your functioning. You'll get freedom from the whole thing with knowledge. Management of life is functioning. Moksha is jnanam. So you manage your life well, so that you can have the time and the ability to look at moksha. So function well. Yoga karmasu kaushalam. The skill and efficient functioning necessary. Why? Because you have to manage life. Why you are managing life? Sir, I can achieve a lot of success with less, with doing less. And why are you doing less? Sir, I have time for moksha. Can you see the efficiency coming in? Not only efficiency, it also becomes effective. All management principle. No? You should be effective, you should be efficient. Ah, it's old hat here. In Vedanta, it's all old hat. Yeah. You live your life efficiency, so you can become more effective and go for what you want. What I want is moksha. Go for it. You have the time for it. You make the time for it. Make the time by managing your life efficiently. And efficiency doesn't come by doing more, it comes by doing less. How does it come by doing less? because you are not running around like a headless chicken. You are focused on your priorities. So when you are focused on your priorities, you are actually doing less. When you are focused on your desires, you are running after like a headless chicken. Yeah, focus on what is really important to you and do it. For the important things, you will always find the time. So how much importance you give it. Like someone told me, it's difficult for me to come for the camp this time. I said, I can understand, because everyone cannot come for every camp here. Never was it then. Not possible. What is happening? You know, my friend's son is getting married. Oh, marriage is on Saturday. Then I can understand that. No, no, marriage is not on Saturday. Engagement is on Saturday. Okay. You can come on Thursday, Friday and go on Saturday in time for the engagement. Correct, no? Because an engagement is not like a marriage. Yeah, yeah, that I can do. Then I get a call. No, no. The boy's father has called me up. There is a pre-engagement ceremony. Theek hai? You choose. You have to decide what's really priority for you. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just giving an example. If that person is that important in your life, you can understand that. But remember, it's not the marriage, it's not the engagement. It's a pre-engagement. Aisa to both hoega, na? Can you go for every pre-engagement ceremony for every close friend? Nahi hota hai. In fact, among South Indians, there is this thing, na? Either you'll go for the wedding or for the engagement. You won't go for both. How can you put a burden on the family? No, no. Either the marriage or... Abhi here marriage hai, engagement hai, pre-engagement hai, sab ko jaan hai. Well, if you're close enough, if it is family, I can understand that. No right or wrong. The question is, what is your priority? Priority is nothing right or wrong. Priority is what really matters to you. What matters to you? If I was in the case, that relationship matters. And if that relationship matters, that person will understand I'm going with my guru. I'm there for the engagement. I'm there for the wedding. Ek pre-engagement ceremony nikal gaya. That's me. For me, if it is engagement also nikal jayega. If my teacher had called. That is me. It need not be others. That is me. It need not be others. But that shows commitment. What is your priority? That it shows that. Definitely it shows that. That's not being judgmental. That's being evaluative and recognizing. The person's priority is here. In spite of that, if you are living by your priorities, you'll have more time. Because you'll not be wasting time on what is not important to you. So if you're efficient, you're effective, so that you get the time for this. Time for this. Exactly. And the time for that is what? Therefore, your functioning is not taken as absolute. Functioning is only functioning. Functioning is about managing life. Of course you'll manage life. Yeah, either you'll manage it or you'll mismanage it. Now choose what you want to do. Only two ways. Either you'll manage or you'll mismanage. Yeah, sometimes you have a lot of things to manage. If you like telling God, God give me a break, it's too much. Yeah, I accept that. I accept that. Sometimes it happens. In all our lives it happens sometimes.
Sometimes I think, you know, when one problem is attended to, you are praying after knowing all these things. I don't want to have another janma and another whole thing. I want freedom from this.
Therefore get it right now. Moksha. Focus more here.
And in that case, when the trouble comes, you say, okay, today's problem is solved. You want to give me all the problems.
Today itself, so that I can take care of it. Finish up.
But I don't know what things. What is the road?
No one ever knows. Even when problems come, it's up to you. How do you want to deal with it?
Yes.
Like someone told me, Swamiji, you can get rid of those glasses. I said, really? That's very good. Because I can function without the glasses. I can practice martial arts without them. Why? If I can sense movement, I don't need my eyes to see it. I need my eyes to read. This I can't do without my glasses. But sensing movement, a kai in combat, no problems. This much vision, bodh ho gaya. Are? Bodh ho gaya. But you can get rid of it. I said, very good. That'll be interesting. What are you talking about? Surgery, etc. I don't want to play around with my eyes, which are okay. No, it's not surgery. Then, there are some eye exercises available. Oh, very good. Exercising is, I always enjoy it. And you can do it anytime. Ah, anytime. Okay. Show it to me. How long will it take? 1 hour morning, 1 hour evening. How long? None. You'll have to keep going all your life. Udna time nahi hai. If 2 hours you're talking about the whole body, okay, I'll say okay. But only for eyes? Bas okay. For years they are not yet started. Eyes they have started. Years ke liye hai, someone is saying me, this mudra you hold and keep all the time, even when you're teaching. So after some time my students are wondering, this is some new mudra for teachers or everyone start holding this.
For hearing. That is the easier mudra.
Yeah, I do like this, it's easier. People always speak a bit loud. Now, what I'm trying to say is, what are your priorities? Of course, getting rid of my glasses is a good thing to have. But 2 hours every day, no priority nahi hai, when I can solve it with a simple pair of glasses. It's not. Unless my work involved that much, that's a different thing. Then it becomes a different priority. My work doesn't involve that. So it's okay. Are you getting the idea? How do you choose that thing? How do you choose to manage your life so that you make the time for all this? Therefore, he says, Satma Tatamasi. And the boy says, please teach me again. Please teach me again. Bahut achha lagta hai. Please teach me again. Okay. All right. I'll teach you again. No problem. Okay. Let's look at that. How many classes do you have left? One today, two tomorrow. Okay. 2, 3. Hi, time high. Yeah, then one NLP thing also comes towards the end. Okay, then he says, this is look at it. Okay, it's a simple thing, we can look at it as a thing. He says, all the rivers in the east of the country, east is Andhra, Telangana, Tamil Nadu, that side. All the rivers there flow eastward into the sea. All the rivers in the west flow westward into the sea. Okay. And you are one with the sea. Once you have become one with the sea, does the river say, I am the Ganga that has flown into the sea. I am the Godavari that has flown into the sea. I am Kaveri. You don't say that. Huh? You have water, one water in the sea. Even though you may be someone who is singing, Jnanuru Chinda, Kaveri Chinda. Who is that? Which is that movie? Suhasini sings that. Yeah. You may be singing all that. The river may be singing, I am Kaveri, I am Ganga. I am the international Brahmaputra. I flow through China, Tibet, etc. and come now. Okay, theek hai. Once you are in the sea, you are nothing but water. You all have your identities. Functional. It all resolves into what? One existence awareness. The fortunate part is, after that your identity has become the role that you are playing in life. It's not completely lost. Like the river loses. The river loses. But I don't know whether it is a river flowing into the sea or the sea coming into the river to welcome it. Go to Ganga Sagar. If you look from the height, you will see the Ganga flowing into the sea for a few miles. The flow you can see. But going to Ganga Sagar and half a kilometer upstream, you taste the water, it is salty. Is the river joined the sea or the sea joined the river? Yeah. It is only similarly, all that you are is one existence awareness. All your identities are role based, function based, action based. Let it be. All role, function, etc. is based on what? Form. All form is mithya, apparent. All functioning, therefore, roles, etc. apparent. That's why you call them roles. No? They're not real. Of course, there are foolish people. If you get married on the stage, you have to get divorced outside. That's confusion between real and role. Here we are saying all the real is also a role. What you take as real is also a role. Yeah. For as a role, it'll continue. What are you? Existence awareness. Get it? It looks as though, see, you cannot help having an identity. This is all concerning identity here. This is the previous one. You cannot help having an identity. But your identity also makes you feel isolated. Any identity, however great it is, will make you feel isolated. Well, I am this much only. However great that identity is, I am descendant of the Nehru family. Descendant, understandable. It's all descending only.
A good pun on the word.
Exactly. Okay. Are, I belong to the ancient kings of India. Isn't that parampara? What happened? There is a time when the kings used to lead armies in battle. Correct? Up front, lead up front. And when Zafar Khan, the last king to rule India, was captured, the British asked him, why did you not run away? You knew we were coming. जूता पहनाने के लिए कोई नहीं था. When I heard that, I felt like crying. Really felt like crying. From where to where? Where is Yudhishthira, the ruler of Indraprastha? And the same Indraprastha as Zafar Khan is there, who? I am not bothered about his religion. I am bothered about what he said. Juta paanyane ko. Descendant of the ancient kings of India. What are you? Look at it, your identity. You should be ashamed of that identity. So, like this, political, religious, all identities, family, functional, that. Every identity, however great, however noble, limits you. Why? It is this much. That's what identity is about. Right? It is this much. This is what I have done and got my identity. necessary. There are chances of achievement is good, but limits you. The squirrel told the mountain, I cannot carry a forest on my back, but you cannot crack a nut. Right or wrong? You cannot crack a nut, which I can. So an identity is there. You have some, you don't have some things. It limits you. That is why your heart is in the limitlessness. Your identity is created from your sense of independence that you have. Therefore, I want my own identity. Why? The Atma is the most independent thing in the world. Everything else is dependent on it. Not recognizing that, you want to create a sense of independence. At the same time, you want a sense of belonging. For belonging, you will create social groups. First one is the family, then social groups, etc. Other things, extended family, or clubs, groups, professional groups, all these will be created. Why? Sense of belonging because of my identity. Why? That itself shows that identity gave you a sense of isolation, finitude. Therefore, one family. One family, correct? Only two people. So they want to come together. Why? Because isolation should go. But at the same time, independence is there. So, kabhi khushi, kabhi gham. This is all relationship. Correct? Independence, identity. Then you feel a bit of disharmony. No, no, we are bonding harmony. Create a social group. We are all professionals, identity. All CAs together, one group. Then, identity. Who is going to be president? Who is going to be secretary? Who is going to be... Can you see this is how the functioning happens? Because you have both the needs. Independence and belonging. And both seem to be in conflict with each other. Half the time, at least. The child wants the independence from the mother, at the same time wants the harmony with the mother. Thora, help and... Can you see that's happening in all your relationship with your child? And this will continue as long as that this... Once you shift the identity into what you really are, limitless awareness. You're the most independent entity in the world. Why? Everything is dependent on you, you're independent of everything else. At the same time, you're in harmony with everything. Why? There's only you, your manifestation. Therefore, total independence and total harmony together. You know, people present it all this and they look at these verses and say, oh, that means my identity is given up. Main kidhar hoon uska baad. Correct? Identity is given up. Main kidhar hoon. You shifted the identity from a functioning role to the reality. From the functioning role into the reality of what you are. And that reality is the basis for the whole creation. Therefore, you are in harmony with the whole creation. You are in harmony with the whole creation even if you are going to ride into battle and chop off someone's head. It's in harmony. Why? You are the order. The order is not separate from you. Therefore, everything is in order. This is my beloved. That is the terrorist. Chop off the head. Ulta mat karo. Gadbad ho jayega. This is a victim of a terrorist attack. Sympathize with him. Help him. That's the terrorist. Give him what he deserves. Don't confuse it. After all, society is responsible for the criminal, you know. All that Californian empathy, don't bring it in. Where there is more empathy with the perpetrator of the crime than with the victim of the crime. That's idiotic.
Stockholm syndrome.
What type of serial liberal thinking that is, I don't know, but that's what happens.
Sitaram Vichiri.
I know. Therefore, here. Therefore, functioning, everything is dependent on you. Therefore, you are in harmony with everything. You are in harmony with every role. What's the problem? This role demands that I do it. That role demands that I do that. What am I? Free from all roles. These are only roles. I am that independent existence awareness. Total independence is total harmony. Relative harmony. Relative harmony means what? There will be sometimes in your independence will have to go, harmony will have to go up. And sometimes independence will come up, harmony will have to go down. Kabhi kushi, kabhi gum. This is it. Whereas, total independence, total harmony. You're so independent. You're loving without a need. Achha, you want it that way. No problems. I think this is better. No problems. No conflict. No, there is a conflict. Even then there is harmony. Why? The sense of oneness is there now. Can you see what it does? That is called moksha. Freedom from birth, etc. is a technical way of putting it. This total independence and total harmony at the same time. Why? Because I have shifted my identification on the roles to what I really am. It is not loss of identity. It is identifying yourself with the absolute reality. Therefore, all the other identities you had before, no? Becomes roles, because that's what they are. They always were roles only. Therefore, this is misinterpreted as you are giving up your identity. The river gives us of identity, that is true. No. The river gains its identity with the water that it always was. It always was water. It thought it was a river. It is the water from the ocean that is evaporated, rain came down as a river. Now has an identity, I am river. May Kaveri, may Godavari, I am Narmada. You know how many tapasvis I sat on my banks? Hey, tapasvi sat on your banks, no? You are the water. Chalo. When you join the ocean, you have water only. Okay. Shift of identification, the death of the river is not a problem, no? You have water. Therefore, joining the ocean, I have given up my identity. I have died. Yeah, you're dead. You are always water, you reclaimed your identity as water. Similarly here, you're always existence awareness. In between, you thought you're all these things. Bhataktara avod. And now what? Back to claiming my identity as what I really am, existence awareness. Total assertiveness of yourself, total harmony. Simultaneously. Yeah, after that, some people may be a little bit difficult to live, etc. So you can put some distance and all that. That's okay. That's functionally handling. You're doing what is to be done. Are you getting this idea? This is what the whole thing is about. It's not giving up identity. Giving up identity is like saying, go die. Then mind will resist that. Then the mind will resist it. You get scared of it. You get worried about it. Hey, meditation sab jana nahi karne ka. Mera identity chale jata hai. It is the love of independence that's creating that identity. They were identified with the totally independent thing in the world. Totally independent. The whole world is dependent on it. Then immediately you are in harmony with everything. Tat satyam sa atma tatumasi setiketo. That is yourself. And what does the boy say? Teach me once again. Greedy character. Hey, character. You know, teach me once again. Okay. Just take a bow. Sikata. Okay. There are a few more minutes, you can see that also. A different example. Okay. You can read the example, the verses are simple. I'll explain it as a more global thing. Okay. It says, a living tree, huge tree, strike at the root, near the roots. What will you get? The sap of the tree. The essence. Strike in the middle, what do you get? The sap. Strike at the top. It's all workshop oriented. The guy made him do all these things. Okay, you get the sap. Alright. Then, he says, similarly, you are pervaded by the Atma, by the soul, the Jivatma. Okay? So, which Atma we are talking about? Sadeva Akhyam, okay? Sadeva, that Atma we are talking about. Why? If, how is that Atma manifest in a body or in any bodies? Through the mind, etc. Anupravesha, through the mind, etc. Right? So, the manifested Atma now, mind, if it withdraws from a branch, what will happen? A branch will die. Okay? You will discuss the other one. Another one. Wherever the soul withdraws, the thing dies. Okay. But, he says, does that awareness which is manifest in the mind, does that die? Now shift attention further. From the manifested awareness, which is mind, to pure awareness, if the mind itself doesn't die, can the awareness die? Existence, consciousness, can it die? Death is an event in time and space. Existence, awareness is the source of time and space, as we saw earlier. So that Atma, Tattvamasi Shvetaketu, back again. That Atma is yourself. Okay, little bit difference is there in the sense that when you say Jivatma, it is not pure existence awareness alone. It's existence awareness manifest in the mind. And that mind associated with this body makes this body alive. So on death, it's not that existence awareness is leaving you. It's only the mind that has left, the mind in which awareness is manifest has left the body. That's why you use expressions like he has moved on, he has passed away, chale gaya, kon, kidhar. It all implies that, no? That there was an entity which has gone. Even in Hindi, I don't say khatam ho gaya. So I heard other expression, oh, off ho gaya. When you travel in rural India, you'll hear all types of expressions. Oh, off ho gaya. Oh, you switch off. Correct, eh? The mind switched off from this body. All this implies that. The language implies your philosophical ideas. Left. What left? The mind. Is the mind that kept this body alive? And the mind left, the body goes. But in the mind, wherever that mind is, consciousness is manifest. Wherever the body is, awareness is not manifest, but existence is manifest. Because there is no mind, it cannot manifest awareness. But it can manifest existence. Therefore, even in a dead body, the Atma is there as existence. It is not there as awareness. It is there as existence. The body is burnt. Quick disposal. Why wait 100 years to dispose the body? By burial, quick disposal. Burn it all. Gases are. Ashes are. Everything is. Existence continues. That existence in the form of ashes I dropped into the Ganga. Raju, Ganga my Raju. Very good. Ganga fertilized the fields with those ashes. It became pumpkin for my grandchildren. My body. It became pumpkin for my grandchildren. Existence continues. The existence is always there. Formless existence doesn't go through this. Only the form goes through these. All these changes, the body, these are all nama-rupa. Existence awareness remains as it is. What exists keeps changing. That existence itself is constant. Sat-buddhi na viparinamate. Those who have come for the Gita Bhashyam. Sat-buddhi keeps constant. What is that sat keeps changing? Name and form keeps changing. Sat existence always is. So similarly yourself, existence awareness always is. Where it is manifest, where it not, those things may differ, that nama rupa, but existence awareness always is. And that Atma Shvetaketo is you. That existence awareness which always is. That is yourself. You are not the travelling Atma. You are not a tourist. Sometimes on earth, sometimes in heaven, sometimes somewhere else. Everything is goes into like deep sleep, everything goes into existence awareness. And Maya Shakti is waiting for the next kalpa to start. Next cycle of creation. So all those who have not gained moksha will come back. Huh?
Next.
Yeah. Those who gain moksha will not come back.
They stay there.
You are everywhere. Where is there? Where is there? You are everywhere. Swarg mein nahi hai. Mere ko swarg nahi jaane ka boring place hai. I may not find it that boring as others. Someone who is interested in cricket or football may find it very boring. Udhar nahi hai. I may not find it that boring. Thoda martial art rahega na. Indra's trainers will be there na. I may not find it that boring. Bilpuri nahi milega. Chaat nahi milega. Single malt nahi milega. Khali soma milega. But soma is better than single malt.
Dal pakwan milega.
Dal pakwan nahi milega. But the heavenly equivalent of that you will get. दाल पकवान कल मिलेगा ब्रेकफास्ट के लिए सो हेवन कैन बी अ बोरिंग प्लेस वी वांट टू गो देयर आई वांट रिमेन इन द एग्जिस्टेंस अवेयरनेस एवरीवेयर एग्जिस्टेंस अवेयरनेस इज नॉट बाउंड बाय टाइम एंड स्पेस सो द हेवन इज इन यू आर नॉट इन हेवन हेवन सो या हेवन इज इन यू आर नॉट इन हेवन ऐसा हो जाता है. Heaven is in you, you are not in heaven. Ulta. No wise person is born again. Though there are some stray statements here and there saying that a wise person can choose to manifest again. Kisko karne ka hai? Out of kindness for your disciples, you must come back again. If out of my kindness for my disciples, I come back again, none of you will be in a position to be learning from me.
Why?
I'm supposed to live up to 91. Means almost about 27 years are there. So by the time I go, all of you will be 27 years older. Then, if I come back again, if I come back again, kuch fayda hoga tum logo? Because after that, at least some break I'll need, na? One short vacation.
But are we allotted work over?
A short vacation will be about maybe 10 years. So, 27 became 37 years.
We have to grow also, not to.
Yeah, then I have to be at least 30, na? Before I can start teaching. So, 57 plus 30, 87 years. Is it worth it coming back? No, but for my grandchildren's sake, for my grandchildren's sake, I create paramparas, Guru Shishya parampara, they'll take care of it. Can you see that? There's no motivation for a wise person to come back. Why?
Are we allotted work over there
to look? Like how you came here, you had some functioning, that way there will be some functioning there also. But mainly Bhogabhumi.
But here it is so crowded, how can they keep so many people there?
Much faster than here. There is no problem of lack of space there.
Yeah.
Only Bhuloka there is lack of space. But look at it, the whole thing. That existence awareness is yourself. No wise person is motivated to come back. For what? Take care of people. Guru Shishya Parampara takes care of it. Because as you said, as I come back, it will probably be 100 years. None of you will be around anyway. You know, hum log bhi mar ke wapas rebirth.
Not only earning years.
That's all. This is all emotional nonsense. Subjectivity coming in. All emotional nonsense. Yeah. Subjectivity, pure. Like one of my students went to this great master. And he told her, your Paramaguru, Pooja Swamiji, next Kalpa will come as a Rishi. You will be born as his daughter. And me will be his son-in-law. Swamiji as Guru. Great. I wouldn't want for a better. But father-in-law. No.
Father-in-law, no.
Guru, no problems. I'll be blessed. But when I heard father-in-law, and how can he say all that? Like, you think you're going to see into the next kalpa? It's a nice fantasy. The child.
Swamiji, for a wise person, what is karma for him to come in the next kalpa?
Exactly, there's no karma. Karma is all burnt. You have to go by that. Kalpa is a whole cycle of creation, all the four yugas, plus pralaya.
And each yuga also has certain number of
years. Okay, good place to stop. Okay? Oh, very little left. Kal do class mein ho jaye.
Kal do class kaise hai?
Do hai. There now, okay. Back to now. I will give.